Okay, guys, good afternoon again, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers, and happy whatever belated birthdays to anyone that I've missed. It was mine yesterday. I had a thoroughly good time. I think there's some gremlins in the system because I am able to send a boo like I'm doing now and listen back to the boos that I've sent, but unfortunately for some reason on my iPhone I'm unable to listen to any messages that have been sent to me or anything on the channels or you know on the boos that I follow or anything. So if I haven't got back to anybody at the moment, slap wrists, and I do apologize, and I will be getting back to you soon. I'll have to use another device because seems to be working on my other device. But yes, I was having a conversation with somebody that sent me a boo, and yeah, it would be really good. I don't know why Audio Boo has stopped this, but there used to be a thing where when you got a message from somebody, it would tell you, a bit like obviously it does on Facebook if you've got a message. So I'm not sure why it doesn't tell you anymore on Audio Boo whether you've got a message from somebody or whatever, because unless you're logging in regularly or every day, which obviously you don't always know that somebody sent you a message for a while, and if obviously they need a quick response, it's a bit of a pain that, you know, they haven't got that message if you haven't got any other contact details for them besides Audio Boo. But yeah, it would be good if that could be sorted out, and the gremlins with what's happening to me. If anyone knows of anything or it's happening to them, let me know. But it is really strange. Obviously, it can't be my phone because I wouldn't be able to listen to my own boos, because at first I thought it was like the microphone or something, but obviously it isn't, because I'm able to record boos and listen to the boos I've sent on here, but just not listen to anybody else's messages or channels. Very, very, very strange. Anyway, I suppose this is a bit of an update. It's a lovely day here in Northamptonshire, and it was a lovely day yesterday. I had a brilliant day. In fact, it was probably one of my best birthdays, actually. I went for a lovely walk with my dogs, with my dog walker as well, because I wanted to go on a longer walk where you had to cross a few roads. So obviously having three dogs, it's a bit more difficult. So yeah, we went for a lovely walk with all the dogs. They thoroughly loved it. We got back and we had, I had a few friends round, and we had like a tea and cake afternoon. One of my friends made me a lovely, oh, I love homemade cakes, by the way. Hint, hint to anyone who makes them. I think Claire makes homemade cakes. I shall have to have a word. Yes, she made me a lovely, lovely, lovely carrot cake. Oh, it had nuts in it. And it was more like, you know, one of those, oh, is it passion cakes, whatever. It was absolutely lovely. Really lovely. And she did me my Christmas cake this year as well, which was absolutely lovely as well. And she also does the most gorgeous Victoria sponges. Yes, I always have to get round to get one of those. But yeah, it was really brilliant. It was a total surprise. It was really nice. I got some lovely presents and stuff and some lovely cards. And then in the evening, I decided, you know, I'd already decided previously, because I took the day off. Looks like I'll be taking most of today off as well. So I'll have to get my head down by Monday. I've got a lot of work to do now. But I had a lovely, lovely day. In the evening, I just watched a couple of films that I wanted to watch that I'd had, and also had a really nice, you know, drink and a nice Chinese and stuff. And yeah, it was a lovely evening with my puppy whoppies, my doggies and my catties and everyone. So yes, that was really lovely. I'm also quite excited. As I say, this is a bit of an update. I think I did. I must tell you this story. I might have already said it, so I apologise if I have told the story. But as I said, I think I met the most... I warn anybody who is communicating with anybody they don't know on websites, especially sales websites, to be very, 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 very careful of how much information they give out, because it could end up that you're dealing with somebody that's totally a psycho, which I was dealing with. And this woman, her name was Tanya Seacombe, and I don't care. I will say her name because she is a horrible, horrible woman. So if anybody is looking for an animal on Preloved and comes across her, don't buy anything off her. She's absolutely nutty. Anyway, she... because I'd given her my personal details and actually told her I was visually impaired, because I thought she was, she offered to bring the dog over to me, etc. It turns out I sort of blocked her because she wouldn't give me, or didn't want to give me, the relevant information, and wanted a lot of money off me up front without wanting that to be secured. And obviously, I wasn't gonna do that. And so obviously she, let's just say she lost her temper with me and started sending me, which is why I'm calling her a psycho. I don't call anybody a psycho for any non-reason, but I then started getting emails from her to my home email address, because obviously she'd got that email, though I'd blocked her on the system, because she'd sent me pictures of the dog. And yeah, I had all these emails of the evening, at midnight. I had a concession of emails of her telling me that she was rich, and she was how she was going to get a solicitor onto me, and all the sorts of rubbish. So how she was going to tell everybody about me in the pug world, so I could never get another pug again or whatever, and blah blah blah. So. Anyway, it's quite laughable now, but I think she's gone away now, thank God. But I'm going to ensure that Preloved take her off there, because I'm actually worried for anybody else's safety who is dealing with her, who might be vulnerable. So at least I could stick up for myself, and I wasn't scared of her at all. I would have actually got the police involved if she'd have carried on. But yes, she, it's quite laughable, I have to say this, because I'm actually now getting another dog, because I've decided to go back to the breeders that I got my dogs from, that Bollinger from. As I said, it so happened that obviously I did want another pug. I was going to get a black pug, and I wanted a pug that was about a year old. I didn't want a baby again. And she didn't have one, and she said it would probably be quite hard to get. But then she said, actually, I've got a French bulldog you might like. And I've always wanted a French bulldog as well. They're very similar to pugs, actually, and their ears stick up. And instead of going down, their ears stick up. They're quite stocky dogs as well, with sort of flatter faces. And they are sweet, and they've got a similar nature to a pug. Apparently, they're a lot more laid back. So I've been told. I doubt it will be when it comes here with Bollinger around. But, and he's just under a year. And he was given back because somebody, because he had a slightly odd testicle. Somebody who professed to love him didn't want him anymore, and because they wanted him purely for showing. So anyway, he went back to the breeders, and I'm going to be having him soon. So anyway, this mad woman decided to contact the breeder. She doesn't know I'm getting this other dog, but she knows I know this breeder. I won't go into full details, because it would take quite a long time. But anyway, she knows I know this breeder, because she's bred some dogs from them. Anyway, she tried to contact the breeder, asking her to ring them about me. So anyway, the breeder rang me and said, oh, I had a thing, Major, my new dog is called Major, I'm going to call him Major Marley, is okay. So I then got I know that I'm going to run out of minutes, so I'm going to actually have to do another boo to finish this. So it's going to be update part two. I'll just continue in a minute.